A big hello to you, dear friends. Welcome to Sweet Pea Tales. This is your friend Radhika, and today you're going to hear a popular fairy tale from the Grimm brothers about a young girl and a big bad wolf. Let's find out more about her adventure. Once upon a time, there was a little girl who lived with her mother in a tiny cottage on the edge of the woods. The little girl's grandmother had made her a beautiful red cloak with a hood. So people called her Little Red Riding Hood. One day, Little Red Riding Hood's mother asked her to take a basket of food to her grandmother, who wasn't very well. She lived on the far side of the woods. It was a lovely day, and Little Red Riding Hood always enjoyed visiting Granny. So she waved happily to her mother and skipped away. Little Red Riding Hood had not skipped very far when she stopped to pick some flowers for her grandmother. Just then, a crafty-looking wolf wandered by.
"Hello, my lovely," he smiled. "Where are you going on this fine day?"
"I'm going to see Granny, who lives in the cottage on the other side of the woods," explained Little Red Riding Hood, who had not been told never to speak to strangers.
"She's not very well, so I'm taking her this basket of food and a bunch of flowers."
"What a thoughtful girl,"
purred the wolf, trying to hide his sly grin.
"Well, I must dash. See you."
"Seems like a nice wolf, although he does appear to be in a bit of a rush," thought Little Red Riding Hood as she watched him race away. But then she forgot all about the wolf and skipped on through the woods. Meanwhile, the wolf, who wasn't nice at all, ran all the way to Little Red Riding Hood's grandmother's house.
"Oh, goody,"
he smiled as he peeped through the window and saw Granny lying in bed.
"It's almost too easy."
He licked his lips and rubbed his rumbling tummy.
"Yoo-hoo!"
he called as he knocked on the door.
"Is that you, Little Red Riding Hood?"
croaked Granny, who had a sore throat.
"Come in. The door's open. I've been expecting you."
With that, the wicked wolf pushed his way into the cottage and gobbled up Granny in a single gulp. Then, quick as a flash, he put on her spare nightdress and nightcap, popped on her glasses, and jumped into her bed. A few minutes later, when Little Red Riding Hood knocked on the door, the wolf pulled the blankets up to his chin.
"Come in, my dear,"
he called in his very best grandmother voice.
"The door is open."
Little Red Riding Hood skipped into the house.
"I've brought you some yummy food and..."
Little Red Riding Hood stopped in her tracks when she caught sight of her grandmother.
"Oh dear Granny, what big eyes you've got,"
she said, feeling just the tiniest bit afraid.
"All the better to see you with,
my dear," replied the sneaky wolf.
"But Granny, what big ears you've got,"
she whispered,
beginning to feel very afraid.
All the better to hear you with, my dear, replied the wolf, trying not to snigger.
And Granny, what big teeth you've got, she squeaked, now feeling absolutely terrified.
All the better to eat you with, roared the wolf as he leapt from the bed.
Little Red Riding Hood managed one ear-piercing scream before the wolf pounced and gobbled her up in a single gulp. Out in the forest, a passing woodcutter heard the loud scream and raced to see what was happening. He charged into the cottage where the greedy wolf was smacking his lips with glee. Quick as a flash, the woodcutter swung his axe and killed the wolf with a single blow. Then he drew out his knife and slit open the wolf's bulging belly. Out popped Little Red Riding Hood and her grandmother. Granny was so pleased that she invited the woodcutter to tea. From that day on, Little Red Riding Hood never talked to strangers again, particularly ones with big eyes, big ears, and big teeth. Well, aren't we all pleased that Little Red Riding Hood and her grandmother are safe? Well, my dear friends, you must remember to always obey your parents and never talk to strangers. Take care and stay safe till we meet again. Bye-bye.